Saga Egmont presents If We Act Now by Thomas Hebsgards, Mads Nivold, and Rasmus Tirop Beck. Read by Chris Dyer.
The evil of Sauron cannot be wholly cured, nor made as if it had not been. But to such days we are doomed. Let us now go on with the journey we have begun.
Gandalf, Lord of the Rings, Volume 2. Introduction. We were pretty worn out after crossing the Atlantic when we arrived at Passport Control in Houston, Texas. The photographer stepped towards one of the officers, who glanced down at the passport and up again. Then he asked the burning question that had been bothering us for some time.
What is the purpose of your journey?
The photographer explained that we were working on a book about climate change.
Oh.
A pause. The next comment was delivered with a southern drawl and a slight smile.
An empty book, in other words.
When clashing swords with bureaucratic heavyweights, any joke is very welcome. And the officer's picture of the world also gave us food for thought. As he noted, before allowing the photographer to enter his country,
I don't believe us humans have anything to do with that.
Just a few years ago, the remark would have reflected how slowly crucial insights can spread when they are inconvenient. That day, the officer's comment prompted a different emotion. He was not just sitting alone in his booth. We knew that, increasingly, he stood alone with his lack of faith in man-made climate change, even in an oil state like Texas. The officer's comment reminded us how quickly the climate debate has resonated with most people and lit up the political agenda. So, we laughed at his joke, moved on, and got to grips with our research. You might call this book optimistic. At least, compared with all the doomsday reports published about the consequences of climate change in recent years. An excellent book, such as The Uninhabitable Earth, researched how bad the situation could become if no action is taken. And we are certainly not blind to the fact that we could end up in a very bad place if we maintain our current course. Yet, it is equally true that we have every opportunity to stop the trend. This book proposes how we can do that, not based on wishful thinking, but on sober realism. All the claims in this book are based firmly on scientific research and sound sources. Our most important sources have been reports from the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, IPCC, the United Nations panel of experts tasked with regularly assessing the science related to climate change. The IPCC has repeatedly presented deep insights into how we can deal with climate change. However, in the media, the carefully researched solutions it proposes have often been drowned out by doomsday headlines, world politics, and fruitless conflicts with the dramatically shrinking group of so-called climate skeptics. This book has only been possible because of the many years of work carried out by these and many other academics. Our task has been to take their suggestions, analyses, and theories with us out into an often complex and dirty reality. The descriptions of the dark times ahead undoubtedly serve a purpose. They attract attention, precisely because they are shocking. They can help to mobilize activists. But, in the long run, doomsday scenarios have a well-documented disadvantage. A narrow focus on dismal themes such as climate refugees, drought-stricken farmers, and flooded seas.